For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. It's no secret that access to drinking water can be limited during severe weather events. But what about the days and weeks that follow? According to researchers at Clemson's Bell W. Baruch Institute of Coastal Ecology and Ocean Science, just because residents' access to water has been restored to normal doesn't mean the water itself is safe. Dr. Hamid Majidzadeh, a postdoctoral fellow at the Baruch Institute, is one of several researchers studying the impact severe rain events like South Carolina's flood of 2015 and Hurricane Matthew have on water quality.
We had two hurricanes in South Carolina 1 year apart, exactly in October 2015 and October 2016. Well, hurricanes are not good, but having two hurricanes 1 year apart, exactly at the same time, provided us with a great opportunity to see how they impact the water quality, how lasting they are, how many days after a hurricane event we should watch the water quality.
Hamed and his colleagues particularly focused on the increased quantities of carbon and nitrogen found in drinking water after these events. Carbon and nitrogen might sound innocent enough, but it's their interaction with other chemicals that pose an issue. Hamed's colleague, postdoctoral researcher Alexander Rooker, explains.
During water purification, we form these disinfection byproducts, such as chloroform is probably the most well-known one, and they are a threat to human health because they can cause cancer, for example.
But it's not only humans that can be negatively affected, according to Hamed.
Exceeding amount of nitrogen in the water can deoxygenize water and endanger the aquatic life, like endanger the fishes and all the small and big animals that we have in the ocean and in the river.
Despite studying the situation since 2015, Hamed said his team isn't qualified to make a judgment call about how water treatment facilities and local governments should react to this information. He said that's for public officials to decide, after consulting the science. But he also said that the results are concerning.
We have the flooding, people evacuate, and the physical damage ends up exactly there. But the changes in water quality can be continuously extended after that. It can continue for 20 days, for 30 days after we have the floodings resulted from hurricanes. In this case, for Hurricane Matthew and Joaquin, we had up to 20 days after hurricane, we had extended increase in carbon and nitrogen, which can form disinfection byproducts above the levels which are considered safe by the EPA.
Hamed and Alexander Rooker also agreed that their results certainly suggested a need for future research.
We will probably see these kind of extreme weather events such as hurricanes flooding more frequent in the future, and also we just need more data. So we only did that now for 1 or 2 years basically, and it would be very interesting to follow up on that in the future.
In light of recent weather events, the Clemson research team has already taken advantage of opportunities to continue this research by collecting water samples in Texas during Hurricane Harvey and in coastal South Carolina during Irma to verify the results of their previous research. Hamed also said that he and his team are examining methods to reduce the flow of carbons and other pollutants into streams during severe weather events. To learn more, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.